Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 33 of Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua. My eyes long for your salvation, part 2. Meditation verse Psalm 119, 121 to 123, beginning with the Hebrew letter Ayin. I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Again, the Ayin is a symbol of sight and insight. The Kadosh Word of Yahweh Elohim has a lot to say about our eyes, both spiritual eyes and physical eyes that we are to guard. Also, scriptures show that Yahweh Elohim sees all that is going on in our lives in the world. The eye is a gateway to the soul and heart. The eyes of Yahweh Elohim, Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of Yahweh Elohim are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Genesis 6:5, Then Adonai saw that the wickedness of humankind was great on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of their heart was only evil all the time. Exodus 3:9, Now behold, the cry of B'nai Israel is come to me. Moreover, I have seen the oppression that the Egyptians have inflicted on them. 2 Samuel 22:28, You save lowly people, but your eyes are on the haughty. You will humble them. 2 Chronicles 16:9, For the eyes of Adonai range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose heart keeps covenant with him. You have acted foolishly in this matter. Indeed, from now on you will have wars. Psalm 11:4, Adonai is in his holy temple. Adonai's throne is in heaven. His eyes are watching, his eyelids observe the children of men. Psalm 34:16, The eyes of Adonai are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. Psalm 139:16, Your eyes saw my unformed substance, in your book are written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none. Jeremiah 32:18-19, You are the one doing mercy to thousands, but repaying the iniquity of the fathers into the lap of their children after them. Great mighty God, Adonai Zevaot is his name, great in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the children of men, to give to each one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. Amos, or pronounced Amos 9:8, Behold, the eyes of my Lord Adonai are on the sinful kingdom, so I will utterly destroy it from the face of the earth. Nevertheless, I will not annihilate the house of Jacob. It's a declaration of Adonai. Zechariah 4:10, For who despises a day of small things? These seven, which are the eyes of Adonai that run back and forth throughout the whole earth, will rejoice when they see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Our eyes must look upward and be guarded. Psalm 123:1-2, A song of ascents. To you I lift up my eyes, you enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of slaves to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a slave girl to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to Adonai our God, till he shows us favor. Matthew 6:22-23, Yeshua speaks about the Ayin Tova, the good eye, or the Ayin Ra'ah, bad eye. Matthew 6:22-23, The eye is the lamp of the body. Therefore, if your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Ephesians 1:15-23, Spiritual understanding. Prayer for our eyes to be enlightened. Ephesians 1:15, Therefore, ever since I heard of your trust in the Lord Yeshua and of your love for all the kingdom, I never stop giving thanks for you as I mention you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, our glorious Father, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in knowing him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the richness of his glorious inheritance in the Kedoshim, and what is his exceedingly great power towards us who keep trusting him in keeping with the working of his mighty strength. This power he exercised in Messiah when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven. He is far above any ruler, authority, power, leader, and every name that is named, not only in the Olam Haseh, but also in the Olam Haba. God placed all things under Messiah's feet and appointed him as head over all the things for his community, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. 1 John 2:15 and 16, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the boasting of life is not from the Father, but from the world. Matthew 13:10-11. Then the disciples came to him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? And he replied to them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have plenty. But whoever does not have, even when he has, will be taken away from him. For this reason I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, you will keep on hearing, but will never understand. You will keep looking, but will never see. For the heart of this people has become dull. Their ears can barely hear, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts. Then they would turn back, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I tell you, many a prophet and tzaddik longed to see what you are seeing and did not see, and to hear what you are hearing and did not hear. The eye is the gateway to the heart, Matthew 5:27-30. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that everyone who looks upon a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you that one part of your body should be destroyed than your whole body be thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for one part of your body should be destroyed than your whole body go into Gehenna. This is called a Kalvi Komer, a Jewish teaching method regarding light and heavy. If we nip a sin in the bud, pluck it out, cut it off when it is light, it could be prevented from ever reaching the more destructive, heavy stage. Our focus, Proverbs 4:25, let your eyes look directly ahead and fix your gaze straight in front of you. Shalom in Yeshua.